560 WNSR.
Leguan, he goes behind the Colorado net. Feeds Cody Franson at the blue line. Franson shot tipped just wide. Hornquist was in front. Leguan tries to get there. It is swung by Winnick. Franson quick shot, and the score! Cody Franson, that snapper from right at the blue line almost straight away. And it's 17-30. The Predators take a 4-3 lead.
That was your game winner. Racha. Saturday night, Cody Franson. From game winner to waiting on hold for the Tom Abraham show. And he did so. He didn't even apologize. That's what I love about, see, you know, I grew up doing, you know, with hockey guys and lacrosse guys, you know what I mean, in upstate New York. And then I did broadcasting for box lacrosse. And lacrosse guy and hockey guy is the best guy to interview. And then they say they're sorry when they call in like 3 minutes late. And we appreciate that. And he joins us now at Grand Avenue Limo VIP hotline. Cody, appreciate you hanging in there for us, man.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, the game winner, you know, from the blue line with a little snapper. That's kind of a lost art, letting that thing rip from back there. It works its way through. Pretty exhilarating. It seemed like you guys should have been up by like 3 goals in that game at that point. You had outshot them 38-18, yet, you know, it took until 17 and change to get the game winner, huh?
Yeah, it was just one of those games. You know, we thought we played a pretty strong game, and, you know, it seemed like we put a good amount of pressure on them for a while, and then, you know, they just, you know, get a lucky one, and then we have to come back, and, you know, it's just one of those games where you had to kind of stick with it, and, you know, luckily enough, we were able to do that and get the 2 points.
This would have been really tough to deal with, and I mean, I'm looking at these standings, and it's aggravating as all hell, because you here you guys are 67 points, you're tied for fifth in the deal, Chicago is now in 11th, the defending Stanley Cup, they're in 11th, and you're only 5 points ahead of those guys, you know, with a couple of games in hand besides. But, you know, it's annoying. You're only 2 points into the playoffs. On the other hand, you know, you're only sitting a few points out of fourth. You know, it's a 1 point out of fourth. It's just crazy the way it is in the West. And you can't have a night like you had against Edmonton where you just kind of, you know, let up a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Those nights like we had against Edmonton hurt, you know, especially when we played a good game. You know, we felt we deserved to have a little better fate in that game. But, you know, that's the way it goes, and you got to bounce back. And especially with the situation we're in right now with the standings, and you can't afford to dwell on losses and take your foot off the gas.
You got, I mean, this week here, you talk about a big week. You get San Jose in tomorrow night. You're just a point in front of them. You do have a game in hand there. You get, of course, Vancouver, which is, you know, just rolling along there, leading the West. And then you got Phoenix, which is right there in lockstep with you guys, although you got a game in hand with them too. So, I mean, all three of these games here, all on home ice. This is a big week here. You might point to this week someday down the road and say, you know, that's the week where we really solidified things.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. This is a big lead for us. It could, you know, make or break things a little bit for us. And, you know, like you said, every game's going to be, you know, our biggest game of the year from here on out. So it's a bit of a stressful situation, but it makes it fun at the same time.
21 points now for Cody Franson, number 32, by the way. Born in Salmon Arm, B.C., grew up in Sycamus with, I'm sorry, number 4, right? Number 4 now. I was thinking 32.
Number 4 now, yeah.
You wore 32, though, yeah. Back in the day. I'm thinking 32 in my head because it's one of my favorite. I wore 4 when I played college hockey. I wore number 4 in 1980. But anyway, grew up in Sycamus with Shea Weber. You got a street named after you there. You guys played together. That was a hell of a blue line with you guys playing together. But that's what I love about it. Now you get Mike Fisher in there, another good Canadian kid, and I love the towns in Canada, Moose Jaw, Sault Ste. Marie, Medicine Hat. I mean, that's what we need. We need more of those guys in the league, and you got to feel pretty good about Mike Fisher joining the squad, right?
Yeah, it's been great having him, you know, join the club like he has. He was great in the game against in the last game, sorry. And he's a solid off player. You know, we're glad to have him, and he's going to be a big help for us.
How long do you think it will take him to assimilate into the, you know, the chemistry of the room and you know, and fit in with the guys, if you will? Since it's such a big thing, especially in hockey.
I don't think it'll take long at all. You know, he's very, very easy guy to talk to. He's very approachable, and you know, he's one of those guys that likes being around the rink and likes being around the guys. So
yeah,
you know, those guys are easy to get along with. We got a good group of guys, and there's really nobody in our room that is not like that.
Now, you know, this is our Predator profile segment that we do every week, Cody. I got to ask you, I'd be remiss that I don't know this, but are you single or married?
I have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend. Okay, all right. Because, yeah, you know, I know some of the guys on the team might be saying, you know, to Mike, you know, have your wife send some of, you know, have her bring some of her friends down to the game, because, you know, that could be a nice little group to go hang out with after the game. You know what I mean? Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, that works from time to time, but, you know, I'm not in that situation right now, so I'm doing okay.
All right, well, big week for you guys this week, obviously, to take care of business, and, of course, you guys on the blue line. And that must be something, you know, you got a couple of Olympians there, you know, with Suter, with Shea, and it, you know, it must be a certain amount of pride to be one of the guys that plays on the back end of, that, of this group, knowing how, you know, how solid they are and how important it's always been to the Predator way of hockey, if you will.
Definitely. You know, they're a group of guys that's a lot of fun to play with. It's a competitive group, and, you know, I think we have one of the better blue lines in the league, so it's you know, it's definitely an honor to play with those guys.
All right, get after these guys tomorrow night. I've had this premonition for the last several weeks that no matter how it works out, for some reason I see you two guys, the Sharks and the Preds, meeting up in the first round, whether it's 3-6 or 4-5, either way, I just have this feeling that this is who you're going to see. So, you know, show them a little of that Central Division love tomorrow night. You know what I mean?
We'll try and send them a message.
All right, brother. Appreciate you holding there through the break and coming on with us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Cody Franson doing a good job.